my God, no way. I can't believe you actually clicked on this. Like, you read the tags, degradation, mean F-dom, and verbal abuse, and you still wanted to listen? That's kind of fucked up. I mean, can't say I blame you though. It's about time you tried something more realistic. You probably used to jack off to girlfriend experience audios all the time, but eventually they just weren't doing it for you anymore. Women with sexy voices pretending to be in love with you, even though they never seem to respond to your comments or DMs about how wonderful they are. That must be so frustrating when it's one-sided like that. But don't worry, that's what I'm here for. To tell little simps like you what a hot girl actually thinks about them. Finally, you're getting some attention from someone you want to fuck for once in your life. This must be exciting. Staying at home listening to pretty girls on the internet tell you how to come like you're not even there isn't the full experience, is it? You want to know what I really think about you? Okay. But take your cock out first. I want you to watch what happens to it while I tell you. Yeah, shimmy those pants off. Good. You respond quick. You're so eager, I bet you didn't even undo the zipper. So, is your dick soft, like it's supposed to be when nobody's touching it? Or is it already rock hard, pulsing at just the sound of my voice? Well, I have a secret for you. I only put on this voice because so many people like the cutesy anime voice. You want to know how I really sound like?
It's something more like this. But it doesn't really matter to me whether you come if I have my voice pitched up or if I have my voice like this. Do you know why? Because I think you're pathetic. A worthless waste of space whose only skill is jerking his needy cock to pretty girls on the internet. I already know it's twitching. Now, I don't just think you're a loser. I know it. You can't control your silly little prick when I tell the truth. Look at it. It's straining. How adorably pathetic. Do you think it wants a cunt? Does it even know what a cunt feels like? Or would it settle for a couple minutes of stimulation from your pathetic loser fist? Well, are you waiting for something? Stroke for me. That's it. Be my little fist fucker. That's what my friends and I call you know. Wanna know why? Because the only thing you ever get to fuck is your fist. Wow. I bet you see pretty girls like us on the street every day, don't you? And then big tits and tight little shirts teasing you, reminding you of how much you wish you could fuck them. And then you come back home and listen to my audios to get just a little bit of relief. Except this time, you don't get any. Not really. Today, I'm going to make that frustration even worse by reminding you of one simple fact, that you are never, ever going to fuck me. Are you imagining what it'd be like to beg me in person? Oh, please, Miss Kitten. Can I slip my cock inside you? Can I, please? And have me say yes? It would feel fucking amazing, wouldn't it? Sliding in and out, my warm, slippery walls clamping down around you with each thrust, filling you with unbelievable pleasure that just grows and grows and grows. You never wanted to stop. You just fuck my wet cunt forever until... Oh. You remember it's not real. And you're stuck at home, jerking to a girl you don't even get to see. How pathetic is that? That you've been denied for so long, I can make you explode just by talking to you. That's sad. What are you thinking about what I look like? Yeah. Staring deep into my eyes as my full lips open just a little. And I turn my head as I lean into you and... Oops. But you can't do that either. And you never will. Wanna know why? Because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve to kiss, lick, or touch any part of me, let alone even think about fucking me. You're not good enough. You're just a little jerk-off loser, and as far as I care, you can stay a loser forever. Guys like you exist to entertain hot girls like me. You don't even deserve to talk to me. After I post this, I'm going to get dozens of DMs from guys throwing themselves at my feet, desperate to serve me, to do anything for the tiniest bit of approval. Mistress, you're so perfect. What can I do to make your life easier? Please, I'll do anything. And you know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to get brunch this weekend with my friends, and we're going to laugh at every single one. Only this time, they're going to be even more pathetic than usual, because I'm finally telling you losers the truth about my voice, about how I feel about you, that you're nothing to me except entertainment. Little jerk puppets whose hands I control like strings with my pretty voice. Up and down and up and down. Alone in your little room in the dark. Oh, do you want to make a mess? You can't come whenever you want, you know. But then again... If you don't listen until the end, you're going to have to come back. You wouldn't want to miss all the nasty names I'm going to call you when I tell you to blow your load all over yourself. Oh. Or were you going to do that anyway? So addicted, you're already planning the next time you can sneak away from your real life and pull on your little dick. That's what you are. An addict. Well, you're not addicted to masturbating, no. You're addicted to me. And the way I tell you what a worthless, pathetic loser you actually are. So pump yourself, addict. Pleasure yourself knowing that this is all you'll ever get. My voice is your sex. And even though you know that, You can't stop yourself. You just want more and more and more of me.
Don't you wish you could talk to me?
Maybe you'd see me on the street. My ass in tights and leggings. And you wouldn't be able to help but ask me for my number. Do you want to know what I'd say? No. No, not for losers. Dating is for real men. The only thing you're good for is getting rejected. Go on. I know you're stroking to me, to the idea of me rejecting you.
I wonder how I'd say it. Oh no, I have a boyfriend.
No, too nice.
No, I'm not really looking for a relationship right now. Not sincere enough.
Oh.
Ew. Noah, I'd never go out with you.
That's the one.
Aw, does that break your heart?
To be told no over and over again, just like in real life? Have you built up a whole complex around listening to my audios and following me online that you're actually heartbroken? Good. I want it to hurt.
Because I think it's funny that you're like completely obsessed with me.
That you think you're in love. Oh my god, you are, aren't you? You're such a little freak.
You know it's unhealthy to be smitten with someone just because they're good at making you come over the internet, right? Even if they're really, really good.
But you don't care.
You can't help it.
So you're going to stroke and stroke and fall even deeper in love with me because it's all you know how to do. Are you jerking faster?
Yeah.
Making that same stupid look you always do when you're about to make a sticky mess all over your own stomach?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come to me, loser. Come to your own loneliness. Come to the fact that you don't deserve to even look at my pretty face. That you don't deserve anyone. You're going to be alone forever. Because of me. So you might as well tribute you, goddess, now by emptying these balls for her. Right.
Oh, yeah,
come for me, loser. Come for me. Yes, there you go.
Look at that load I milked out of you. I told you, you can't get enough of me. All right. Oh, I gotta take this. See you next time. Hey, babe. Oh, nothing. Just,